Ksivri Sri Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivri's Bavli, Daf Nun. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Choftes and Medalas, six lines up from the foot of the page, Rav Meir Ovad. Rav Meir Ovad, Ksivri Midrash. Rav Meir makes Ksivri, means what people write in the documents, as Midrash, which one can learn the halachas from it. Dorosh Rav Meir, and Mekabel, Sada Mechaveiri, you should say, Shomin Oisai, Oisa Kamin, Kamashi, Hi Ruya, Lasois, and Oisin Lai, Shu Kosev Lai, Im Oivir, Rav Meir says if Reuben accepted to work on Shimon's field and he left it fallow, we estimate how much it was proper to produce and he pays this to him, because he writes in the contract, if I will leave it fallow and not work it, I will pay what it would have produced. Rav Yehuda Obad, Ksivah Midrash. Rav Yehuda also learns from what people write in documents. Dorash Rav Yehuda, Adam Mevi Alidei Ishtoi, Kol Korban Shehi Chayeves, Afilu Ochla Chelev Afir Chivla Shabbos. Rav Yehuda expounded that a man brings for his wife every korban that she's obligated, even if she ate chela, which is forbidden fats, or even if she transgressed Shabbos. V'chein hay Rav Yehuda oimer, patra ena chayev ba, shekein hi kosevus loy, v'achron di asyon li alach min kadmas dana. And so Rav Yehuda said, if he divorced her, he's not obligated, because so she writes to him in a receipt of payments of the ksuba that she exempts him from achrayev, which is the responsibility that I had against you, for my obligations before this day. Rav Yosi Avad Ksivah Midrash, and we also find that Rav Yosi learnt laws from what people write in documents. Darash Rav Yosi, Mokum Shinagu Lasis Ksivah Malva Goyve Esakol Nechpo Ena Goyve Ena Mechsa. Rav Yosi says in a place where the custom is to make a Ksivah, a dowry, like a loan, means its proper value, the Chasson collects everything from his father-in-law, and if she later collects a Ksivah, she collects the full amount. In a place where they write double the true amount, the father gives half the amount written, and when she collects the ksuba, she collects only half. Rav Lazar, Akvar, Ovad, Ksuba, Midrash, and we also find Rav Lazar, Akvar, learned halachas from that which people write in documents. Dorash Rav Lazar, Akvar, Ein the Mashal Lekach, Behema, Chai, Va'oif, Elem Kain, Hiskin, Lahem, Mazonis. Rav Lazar, Akvar said that when we not buy a Behema, a Chaya, which is a wild animal, or a bird, unless he prepared food for it, he learns from the Ksuba in which one writes, I will work and finance you, and the same applies to acquiring animals. Rav Shimon Karcha Avad Ksuba Midrash. Rav Shimon Karcha also, he learned laws from the way people write documents. Darash Rav Shimon Karcha, Amavis Chaveiroi Layim Yishmashchenne, I should say, Yoise Al Choyvoi, Shekein Hu Koisev Tashlima Minichsei Di Asyanli Vidi Akne Lekabal Dina. Rav Shimon Karcha said, if Reuven lent to Shimon, he may not later tell a messenger of Beis Din to take collateral worth more than the loan, because when Reuven returns the security before the debt's repaid, Shimon writes, you will be paid the value of the security from property that comes to me and from what I will buy from now and onwards. If the security is worth more than the loan, this is not correct. Rav Huna Avad Ksuba Midrash. Rav Huna learnt laws from the way people write documents. Darash Rav Huna, Habonim Yoshu Vamonos Yazunu, Ma Habonim Yoshin Esamataltalin, Avabonos, Nizonis Minamataltalin. Rav Huna said the sons will inherit and the daughters will be fed, just like the sons inherit even metaltalin, movable objects, also the daughters are fed even from movable objects. Shmuel Amar Eina Bonis Nizonis Minamataltalin. Shmuel said the daughters are not fed from movable objects. Masnisa Messiah Lishmuel. Banan Nukvan Dihon Lichi Minoi Yehon Yasram Lebesi Mitzalim Minechsoi Ad Detin Savun Legovin. We have a support from Shmuel from the Mishnah that says, it says in the Ksuba, female children that you will have from me, they will dwell in my house and be fed from my property until they marry men. V'taliyola min mekalkoi v'lo min metaltalai. A brisa taught on this Mishnah that says, from land and not from metaltalin. Just like sons inherit Ksuba's bonandichrim, means an enactment that sons inherit their mother's dowry only from land, also the daughters are fed only from land. Avim Rabbi Abba bar Zavda asyed Rav Huna, Rebbe, but Shmuel could be Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Bazavta said that Rav Huna's opinion is like Rebbe, and Shmuel's opinion is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tani, Echad Nechosim Sheish Lahem Achrayis, Echad Nechosim Sheinem Achrayis, Nifraim Mehen Lamazoin Haisha, Rabbonois, Divei Rebbe. The Vaisa brings, Rebbe says that the same applies to property with Achrayis, which is land, and property without Achrayis, which is movable objects, metaltalin. We take from them for food for the widow and the daughters. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Nechosim Sheish Lahem Achrayis, Habonim Moitziim Min Habonim, Habonois Moitziis Min Habonois, Habonim Min Habonois, Habonois Min Habonim. But Shimon Lazar says property with achrayes, which is land, minor sons take from adult sons to divide equally, and if he left only daughters, minor daughters take from adult daughters to divide equally, sons take from daughters if the daughters took more than they need for food, and daughters take for food from sons who inherited. Property without achrayes means movable objects. Sons take from daughters, but daughters do not take from sons. They're not fed from it. Amrin Chazabe Ruhuna, they say that Ruhuna retracted to hold like Shmuel. Amrin Yeus, you should say Yerusha, Dvar Torah, Uksuba, Umazon, Abonoth, Medivayhen, Oikrin, Dvar Torah. They say that it's proper that he retracted inheritance of Medivayhen, and Uksuba, which is Banan Dichon, that type of Uksuba, and food for the daughters, Amidra Bonon. If nothing remained for Torah inheritance, will the Chacham's words uproot the Torah inheritance? Ella Bekesev Ksubas Iman Pligin. Rather, Ruhuna and Shmuel argue about whether we collect from movable objects the money of their mother's Ksuba, it's like an inheritance. Afila Tema Bekesev Ksubas Iman Pligin, Bekesev Ksubas Iman, Lav Kaku, and we object that no, the money of their mother's Ksuba is called Tanai Ksuba, just like food for the daughters. Is it not collected only from land according to everyone? If one descended to his wife's property and decided to divorce her, and he hastily detached from the land, he's considered zealous and gains, means he gets to keep the produce. One who descends to Shruin's property means the property of a captive, and he heard that the owner is coming, and he hastily detached from the land, he's zealous and he gains. He gets to keep what he took. This is what is called Shruin property. His father, brother, or anyone who he inherits went overseas, and he heard falsely that that person had died, and he took it for the inheritance. But Netushim property, though, we take it from him. This is Netushim property. If his father, brother, or anyone whom he inherited went overseas, and he didn't hear that he died, and he took it for an inheritance. Shimon ben Gamliel said, I heard that Shvuyim is the same as Netushim property, but Rutushim property, we take it from him. This is called Rutushim property. If his father, brother, or anyone whom he inherits went overseas, and it's not known where they are. Shmuel Amar Shavoy Ze Sheyotza Shleiladath Shalu Sheiladath Yotza Hayem Mitzaveyu Yisei Rotush Ze Sheyotza Ladath. Shmuel says Shavoy is one who left unwillingly. Had he left willingly, presumably he would have commanded his relative to work and guard the property. Rotush is one who left willingly. Pidlecha Sheila Haya Ritzel Havichay Menachosav Shahari Ladath Yotza Vleitzivo. He has a reason why he wants to divert from his property, because he left willingly and did not command him to work the property. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said, the law of retushim property does not apply to metaltlim, to movable objects. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav, that should say, Yehuda, kama oimedes liksor, v'gfanim oimedes libsor, to metaltlim hein. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that grain ready to be harvested and vines ready to be harvested are considered metaltlim, means the law of retushim does not apply to them. And you should say, Roshesh Yisrael, Elain declare the Bavel, the Lois Sichim, Merkava. Roshesh is asked, these date trees in Bavel do not need to be grafted, what's their law? Is it not reasonable that we make them like attached crops ready to be harvested, and vines ready to be harvested.